There are two points that I would like to raise from the first reading today. The first point is that when the people of Israel looked back, they saw God's hand was working through a pagan emperor who didn't even believe him at all. But Darius allowed the people to return back from exile and to reestablish the temple, which leads me toward the second point. As people return back to the Holy Land, to the Promised Land, they reestablish the right of worship so that they can offer to God the Holocaust, the sacrifice that was inscribed according to the law, to render him honor, glory. My brothers and sisters, this is what asks of us when we live our life of faith, to render to God what is Him, and to open our eyes up, to allow ourselves to see how He worked in and through things that are beyond our expectation, our comprehension, our demands, and at time too, our own ability to see reality. Do you believe that God can work through the people, the circumstance, the relationship, and the matters that we cannot understand at this moment? And do we trust in God to render Him all glory, honor, and worship or not? Which leads me toward the gospel reading today. When the Lord looked at His own mother and his cousins, right? He said, whoever does the will of God is my mother, is my brother. Whoever does the will of God, whoever seek God, whoever love Him, whoever put Him first, become part of His family. We too must do that, my brothers and sisters. In the way that we live, in the state of life that God had called us to, and in the particular vocation that He had put us in, we must seek God to render Him all glory, honor, and worship, so that He is first, He is last, He is our everything.